You're listening to the podcast, Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life. Thank you for tuning in. And now, here's your host, Carlos Avalon.
I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to go.
Hi there. This time coming to you from Northern California, back getting ready to prepare to spend the summer up here. Who wants to be in Palm Springs when it's 125 degrees? Well, 120 degrees, it'll get to several times. Anyway, this time I want to talk to you about something that, well, it's been my therapy since the career slowed down, since COVID. Some would have needed to be spending a lot of money with a therapist, but I found my release. And what has really, really been so fulfilling is, well, volunteering. How long has it been since you've done some volunteer work? Have you never tried that? Well, let me ask you, do you want to live longer? There are studies that show that people that do regular volunteer work live longer. You see, volunteering actually releases endorphins, it creates, there's a term now called helper's high, meaning if you help people out and you volunteer and you help others. There's actually a study that shows you get a, there's a runner's high, you get a helper's high from volunteering. And actually, my joy of volunteering goes back early on in my career. I first started officially doing volunteer work for Jack Pimentel was the owner of my first record label, Keyboard Records, actually his record label, that signed me and released my very first album, Only One, produced by our editor here, Michael Adele. And when he was running for city council and mayor of Fremont, California, I was officially a co-campaign manager one time, and another campaign I was just in the campaign committee, and that was all volunteer work. It was about three solid months of doing volunteer work for the campaign, and in one case, actually helping to run the campaign. And I got a big kick out of that. And then through the years, even while performing, I love getting involved with political causes. And I guess I have been, through the years, somewhat of an activist, although I tried to separate my politics from my professional career as an entertainer. So I don't want to alienate any fans. But while in Atlantic City, I volunteered for the 2000 presidential campaign, and it's no secret, most of my friends know I'm more on the left. The entertainers are flaming liberals, people in Hollywood and the entertainment business as a rule. So I did volunteer for Al Gore campaign, and through the years I've done volunteer for many other campaigns, and I've always enjoyed it. Of course, all throughout those experiences, my career was going strong, and I was doing volunteer work either in between major gigs or on a day off while performing on the road, such as the case in Atlantic City. I was performing at Harrah's Casinos or the Atlantic City Country Club, and I did volunteer work for campaigns there. Then, after moving to Palm Springs, I actually first joined CERT. I became a member of CERT. Now, many cities have that, so some of you might be interested. It is a program actually run by the city's fire department called CERT, C-E-R-T, Community Emergency Response Team. I enjoyed that. But again, CERT, I had to eventually drop it because I was still performing and still touring a lot. So yes, I'd go home to Palm Springs. I've just celebrated 15 years of living in Palm Springs. And I would do CERT, but I'd come home for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'd go away for 2 or 3 months. So I really couldn't commit. But then, as many of you know, what really has been my most enjoyable, you know, I get a high from it as much as I do, almost as much as I get a high from getting a standing ovation from doing my craft on stage. Of course, probably that high is a little better because I'm also making money when I'm getting a standing ovation. But as many of you know, I joined the Palm Springs, a great, well, rather affluent city, of course, and therefore the police department has, and the city has probably higher budgets for these programs that some other cities may not have. Not every city has a Citizens on Patrol program. But in Palm Springs, they offer once a year Citizens Police Academy for the citizens. And that is how this all started. It was, a 12-week course. And I did that. I graduated from that. And then I went on and applied to actually become a citizen on patrol. And I went through all the training for that. And I enjoy that so very much. Now, at times I am on patrol, and what a joy. And you're helping people. We get called the citizens on patrol, in essence, assist the regular police department and officers in traffic control when we have parades, outdoor major events. And we do patrol in the citizens on patrol police vehicle. Of course, our vehicles are not black and white. Thus, the black and white is the official peace officer's car. And but we patrol if there's an accident and the officers need traffic control. They close a street to investigate the accident. We go and we do the signaling. We direct traffic. If you then try you know, doing the gesture with your arms up and your shoulders up, directing traffic for 20-30 minutes, and then let me know how your shoulders and your arms feel after that. But it is a joy, and it has been a wonderful, well, in many ways, a volunteer work for the Palm Springs Police Department has been, like I say, therapy. It's, again, the studies have shown that we actually, our body releases endorphins when we, natural brain, and actually the brain releases its natural pain reliever, well, endorphins, I guess, when we do volunteer work. And I have so much enjoyed the volunteer work that I do. I get a high from it. And I think in many ways, it's been what has, well, made me happy. And sure, I'm not performing. I'm not making the kind of money I used to make. But the volunteer work I've been doing has been so fulfilling. I have needed that, and it has in many ways been a savior. And well, you get a sense of belonging. You're helping people. You're helping people out. Being in love is a beautiful way of feeling a natural high. Running, you feel that natural high. Exercising, well, other things we do, romantically speaking, is a natural high. But the volunteering has really, really been a savior to me. And there, when you do volunteer work, there are studies that show you actually live longer. So I thought I'd bring this up because it is election year in the United States. And have you thought of getting out, do volunteer work for your favorite candidate, for city council, for state senator, for state assembly? Just get out there. As a matter of fact, I just attended with the Palm Springs Police Department, the Police Officers Association did its recognition, and the citizens on patrol of Palm Springs, the team was actually Palm Springs City. We received the award for Team of the Year, Citizens on Patrol, Volunteer Team of the Year. So we were very thrilled. I'll post some photos of that. And I got to meet some of our local political figures that I've supported through the years. So I guess what I'm saying is, whether you're volunteering for the guy I want for president, or the other guy, or the other Senate candidate, whatever, that's fine. My work will negate your work, or vice versa. So those of you that have never volunteered, I sincerely think you should consider, because, you know, it's all this all about me thing. So many of us are so wrapped up in our daily routine, our daily life and getting ahead, and it's all about me. And it took the slowdown of the career. It took of, you've been up and down, and the career has been up and down. This time it almost hit the ground, and the volunteer work has been my therapy. It has saved me, and I love doing it. The mental health benefits of volunteering are pretty amazing. Giving of yourself to your community really does make you feel good. And Harvard health studies with Harvard show all that. It's now officially known that. So I urge you to get involved, do something for others instead of just something for yourself. Treat others. You're going to get quite a high from it, believe me. The joy of giving of yourself, of giving to your community. And also, if you want to feel good about yourself, if you need a tap on the back, you know what? All the police officers, all the city officials, everybody constantly shows us volunteers how much we're appreciated. And that, of course, makes you feel good, especially an entertainer. We like the feedback. We like the applause. So I urge you to think about it. Do some volunteer work in your community, and you're going to live longer. As far as that goes, that's all I wanted to share with you this time. And still having trouble getting guests to commit. I was hoping to have a guest this time, and I didn't hear back from the two possible guests. So I do not understand why I don't put anybody on the spot. If anything, I uplift my guests. And I hear that's a lot of people tend to be very private and do not want don't like to. Everybody you think wants their 15 minutes of fame. Well, not the people I've tried to get as guests. But anyway, thanks a lot. Keep on listening. I hope to be doing some other things that you might enjoy next month. But let me know. Let me know if you've done volunteer work, if there's anything you think I should look into, because that's where I'm at this point in my life. Of course, I want to keep doing things that keep my career going. We've got two more singles coming out. Hey, have you listened to Loving Arms? Keep listening to my songs and streaming my music. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being there for me. And hey, want to send a contribution to the podcast? Go to buymeacoffee.com/Carlos Avalon. And believe me, that coffee will be truly appreciated. That's it for now. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. Please join us again next month for another episode of Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life.
Now each night I sit and pray that you'll come back to me someday.